Hello, Mike.
Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm actually suffering from a pretty bad virus, buggy, coldy thing. So
I reckon
for the next several episodes, people are going to have to put up with listening to Mr. Raspy Voice.
I'm worried you might start hallucinating at some point, so I'll make sure I try and keep you on track.
Yeah, please do, because I am really... whatever this is making me really spacey and difficult to keep my trains of thought. Not like I have an easy time of that.
I was going to say, less than usual.
So, I wanted to talk real quick. We had an episode, a couple of episodes ago now?
Last week, I think. Last week, Tuesday.
Yeah, last week. Well, but as people hear this, it would have been 2 weeks ago, Tuesday, a few weeks. But in any case, I digress. Everyone knows that we record all of these in batches on a single day because, you know, Mike's time is precious and valuable, and he doesn't have a whole lot of it. So he kind of every one of the 70 decibel shows gets kind of one night a week of Mike's time.
Pretty much. Well, I'm doing three tonight, so.
Wow. Mm. Oh, I'm sorry. Nice. Is that because of the Thanksgiving holidays?
Yeah, see, we gave everybody a break for Thanksgiving, and we're back now. But we're recording this a couple of days before Thanksgiving. But, yeah, kind of, just making sure I've got everything squeezed in.
Yeah, I hear you. So, and, you know, if it wasn't for the way you guys treated your Puritans, we wouldn't even have this holiday. You realize that, right?
I have nothing to say to you in regards to
that. So a few episodes ago, I talked about my crazy idea, one of many that I regularly have, about seeing if I could choose five essential third-party apps beyond the base macOS install. You know, and whatever else comes along with that, you know, beyond the out of the box experience, what five essential apps would I need, and could I enjoy my Macintosh using my Macintosh with just those five apps? You know, would I be as productive and such? And you know, I get these crazy ideas all the time. I don't expect anyone else. I expect people to point and laugh at me is what I expect. And I'm sure some of that might happen. But I never hear about that. What I hear about is the people that are like, oh, I'm going to do that too. And in this particular case, I think I got more direct feedback from people on that episode than I have since episode 14. I mean, just a ton of people on Twitter and via email and, you know, otherwise, you know, mentioning to me that, they too, you know, decided to try to pare things down and deleted a bunch of apps that they, you know, used irregularly or that really were just duplicating, you know, system functions in a different way or something like that. And, took it upon themselves as a personal goal, which I'm kind of amazed by. I'm always humbled by. I forget that people actually listen to this,
and it's not just me and you, eh?
It's not just you and I. That's right.
So have you been? Doing the experiment yet? Are you
running? No, I haven't started yet because, like, I had a book deadline on Friday.
Yeah.
And which I met. Yay, me.
Congratulations. This Pat didn't ask me to say this, but if you don't, if you're not a patron, then of Minimal Mac, and there'll be a link in the show notes for how you can do such a thing. And there was also an episode where we spoke about this, which I will find for you, Pat, to tell you what one in a moment. Where we spoke about the patronage and stuff. Pat sent out a newsletter recently where he was talking about some stuff, basically expanding really on some topics we've brought up before about how Pat wrote the book, and it was really good. I really, really enjoyed that one.
No, thank
just
you.
Just thought I'd let you know. So if people aren't a patron, they're going to miss great things like that. So you should definitely check that out.
Well, just a quick aside on that. I've been the newsletter that I send out to the patrons, and I haven't been doing a good job of sending it out on any sort of regular basis. But I've been so consumed the past 2 to 3 weeks with actually writing the book that it just has not been top of mind. But I've been trying to send stuff out to the patrons that, you know, things that I share there that I don't share anywhere else. And that kind of, you know, how I wrote enough the book piece I sent out today discusses the actual process and reasons why I chose the software that I chose and why I decided to do it on iOS and, you know, and what I used after, you know, after I kind of wrote the first initial drafts on iOS, because, you know, I actually did at that point move back to the Mac, and I kind of go through that entire process. And that's something that's going to appear in the book, too, so... Even if you don't subscribe to the Patrons newsletter, buy the book when it comes out sometime in January, from my mouth to God's ears. So,
it was
I mean Captain Randy.
Yeah, of course. It was episode number 62, by the way. It was the Patrons episode.
Thank you. So, you're the one leading us off track, by the way, sir.
I know, terrible. I should put my medicine down. I don't know. I apologize.
So, I just wanted to go on record and say that, no, I'm not trying the app experiment yet, but I very well plan to there. I really needed some time to recover after the stress of that deadline. And now I find myself sick as a dog and unable to think straight, and that's the last thing one wants to be doing when backing up and the ability to recover and things like that are important things that require attention to detail. Anywho, I just wanted to say to folks that are trying this experiment based upon that episode, or feel like they can only do 7 or they could only do 10 and, oh, what's wrong with me and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
5 was just a number that I thought was like the bare minimum, right? Like it's just the number I almost like just pulled out of thin air as like what would be the absolute bare minimum? Because I mean, I think I would even with that 5, the 5 that I mentioned on the show, after we got off, I'm like, wait, no, there was this. I gotta have that.
Because I thought of Text Expander.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wasn't one.
Yeah, Text Expander wasn't one, and one whose name I'm not going to say because I'm not sure it's available anymore. but I've used it for years. Now I'll say the name. It's called Light Switch X. Excuse me. And what Light Switch X does, allows me to do, and the main reason that I use it, and the only reason I use it, is that it forces what they call single application mode, which others may call hide on switch. So whenever I switch apps, it automatically hides some, but you can custom exclude some apps from that. So there are some apps that are, and that's what I like about it, is that it doesn't do it with everything. It does it with everything, but you can exclude some things and say, no, I don't want this to hide ever. I've literally been using it since macOS 9. I mean, it's that old. And the company that developed it went away for a while, came back for a bit, updated it, made it compatible. But I've since heard from people that there's no way to purchase the app. that you can download the trial and whatnot, and the website's still active. But that if you want to purchase it, there's like the purchase page is broken or whatever, and you can't actually purchase a license for it. And So that's why I was hesitant. But, I mean, it's things like that. There are a few things that are like, maybe I should make that number 7. You know?
Yeah.
But I want to communicate this thought. You know, all of us crazy internet productivity guys, I mean, we're nuts. We're batty. And we're always coming up with crazy experiments to try and new systems for doing this, that, and the other thing, and crazy numbers pulled out of thin air. find your own. Find whatever is comfortable for you. Because what's important is not so much the number as the thought about practice and how you might improve yours. How you may remove a little bit of friction from your life, remove some detritus that is otherwise just taking up space, to think mindfully and purposefully about the tools that you use. And no matter what number you come up with, the number could be 100. If that number causes you to think long and hard and make definitive choices about, yes, I want this, no, I don't, and I'm not just keeping this around for just-in-case reasons, then great. Goal achieved. And so that's the important takeaway, is to be more mindful of that stuff. And that's true of everything, right? It's true of Twitter. Yeah, I currently follow 230 people. At one point, my limit was 250. My limit was 350. And that limit was decided upon, okay, I knew when I went over 350, I started to feel like Twitter was just a bunch of noise. And I know that when I backed it down to 350, that it was a bit more comfortable for me and a bit more doable, and I could kind of keep up with stuff. But then I thought, well, if 350 is doable, you know, 350 is good, well, then 300 is going to be better. And so I reduced it to under 300. Like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, this is, yeah, okay, I get this. I feel like this is a purposeful, focused sort of thing here that I can keep up with and keep up with my actual real friends and what they're doing and people I'm interested in. And then I thought to myself, but if 300 feels good, if 300 feels better, I bet you that 250 will feel great. Right? And so I just keep reducing that number. But the fact is that I've picked a number. In all those cases, I picked a number. I picked a number based upon what felt right for me. And the reason what drove me to pick the number was because it didn't feel right for me. And, you know, I'm sure that there are people out there that, you know, follow 4,000 people and think, you know, then that's okay for them. And maybe it is. Who am I to question that? All I know is that based upon what's right for me, I couldn't imagine following that many people and have Twitter be of any value whatsoever to me. And so, you know, Inbox Zero, another example. Woohoo! Inbox Zero! I have no messages in my inbox until the next one arrives. You know, Inbox Zero is not about winning some popularity contest or getting some badge. It's not about the number. It's about having a system that is reasonable and sane for you to be able to make reasoned, smart choices about your email and to react to it with the appropriate amount of force. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter if your inbox is empty or not if you're achieving that goal. And so, yeah, I think that you know, I think it's far too easy to get caught up in a number and not look at the overall lesson that's trying to be had here. And I just wanted to state that for anyone deciding to try that number. And also to allow myself the disclaimer of, it may not be five for me.
Yeah. And I hope that you'll still come back to us on the show about how that goes.
Are you kidding me? Totally.
You'll know when it's happening because I'll be upset when we're recording. Just before we wrap up today, Pat.
Yeah.
I just want to say something. Now, a couple of episodes ago, we did an Enough For segment. And during the segment, we said that we quite like a new name.
Oh, yes.
Now, we've had three great submissions.
They're really great.
One is, so we've had two over Twitter and one that came through on email to me. So the first from @GrapefruitMoon on Twitter is, how bear is your heir? The next one is, I can't say his name, @WYLDPHYRE, a fair heir. And then by email from Kyron, what they can't spare to put on an heir. Now, I didn't want to be the one to judge these because they now feel like children. So, you know, you can't pick between your children. So what we're going to do is have a poll. And in the show notes for this episode, you will find a link to a poll that I'm going to set up. And if the listeners would like, it would be excellent if the listeners could go and vote on the names that they feel is the best one. If you wonder where the show notes are, if you use an app like Instacast, they're there for you to see, just in the episode information. If not, if you go to 70decibels.com/enough, there'll be a list there of all of the shows, and you can just find the right one. The URL is far too long for me to read it out.
Yeah.
Plus, the episode isn't posted yet, so we haven't got a URL for it.
Well, and seems that I got a couple of others, and I would have to scroll back to find them now.
Well, then there will be more.
There may possibly be more in that poll.
Were they sent to you by Twitter?
Yes, they were.
Do you know if they were to you personally or to @MinimalMac?
I think @MinimalMac.
Okay.
For the couple I'm thinking of.
Okay, but well, I can look through them. I could
be wrong, so. Oh, yeah. And I can look, too. We'll see if we can dig them up and add those in, too. But the bottom line is that check the show notes, take the poll, decide which name you use, and our future Enough For episodes will be named thusly.
Yes.
All right. And so a couple of other housekeeping notes while we're still under the 20-minute mark here. Number one, if you enjoy the show, please go rate it in iTunes. Please. Seriously. Even if you've done so before, find a different account name and log in under that and leave some more.
Yep.
Secondly, 70 Decibels, did we mention that 70 Decibels now has its own kind of podcast splash page in iTunes and how it's all fancy and stuff? And like,
I don't think
you can
we
go
did
to one place and show find all the 70 Decibel shows all in one fancy location.
I don't iTunes think we did, but I believe that again there will be a link in the show notes for all.
There will be a link in the show notes for that, because
if you go on an iPad or via iTunes, then you'll see that all the fancy makeup that's there.
Yeah. Well, and here's something that I didn't even know until very recently. There's like a master 70 Decibels feed. Like, you can subscribe to every podcast in one fell swoop.
There is. I don't talk about it too much because I've still got some work to do on it. Just because at the moment, you don't know what the show you're getting. You just get the name of the episode. So I'm working on that. So it's still in a bit of a beta. But yes, you can if you wanted to, there is a feed. And it's also on the, if you go to 70decibels.com/feeds, you will find it there as well. And there's a little special feed in there as well, if you can find it.
Yeah. I mean, because, people should be listening to everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Without I mean, doubt. It's all great. It's all brilliant. Quality stuff.
It's not just because I'm on them all. In spite of me being on them, they're all excellent.
Oh, that's wonderful. All right, my friend. Well, we'll call this one done and in the bin.
Awesome.
Thanks a lot, mate, as always.
Yeah, take care, my friend. Hope you feel better.
All right, we'll talk later. Thank you.
Yeah, oh, cheers.
Yeah.
No, don't worry. I'm just making jokes. Doesn't matter.
All right, we'll talk later.
Cheers.
Cheers.